nonprofit. This is KFBR 89.9.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom. And we're going to be talking about finance. But the fact that most people really don't understand that a small group of bankers really control the world. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
I was suddenly reading from Tragedy and Hope, written by Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor. And here on page 324, it says this, and he's talked about how the central bankers really were running things. And then he said, in addition to these pragmatic goals, the powers of financial capitalism had another far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. This system was to be controlled in a feudalistic fashion by the central banks of the world, acting in concert by secret agreement arrived at in frequent private meetings and conferences. And the apex of the system went to the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. In other words, basically, this whole thing has been kept secret. Professor Quigley blew the whistle on it. If you haven't read his book, we do carry it. Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. But, of course, certainly the bankers, a small group of people are able to buy the support of anybody they want to. And, of course, if they don't go along with it, they simply have them killed. Now, they supersede our intelligence agencies. And it is from here that certainly we find the apex of power in the world, and behind them are powerful spirits or forces. I'm sure you're well acquainted with that quotation, aren't you, Melody?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And it's many people just don't realize how controlled everything is and how it works in the ultimate plan. And to me, I believe it is evil, and ultimately it is a spiritual battle. And I do believe it is evil. When I lived in Missouri, there was another church member who, when he was in the service, he was actually involved in all the messaging that had gone into, I guess if he was a code, some sort of a, they would read all the messages that went into the White House. And he told me one day, he says, I have a manuscript. He says, do you realize there's truly only three or four people that control everything? And, you know, we started talking about it. He never showed it. He never published. It was going to go to his nephews when he passed on. And it always stayed in the back of my mind, because these are things that we talk about. And here's someone that really didn't know my politics, really didn't know much about, you know, what we do, how we think, and the programs, radio programs, and so forth. And he was opening up and telling me that, he saw some very interesting communications that were going into the White House at various points of time. And he also told me, he said, you know, we were told to keep everything that we know. We weren't allowed to share it. He says, but yet you can go online on the internet and find much of it. And but he was one where he kept his oath, he kept his promise, and he wouldn't go into much detail. But he did say three or four people control the whole thing.
And basically, of course, this is known to certainly the elite that run the world, but the average individual is not allowed to know But behind these three or four people, maybe perhaps a dozen at the most, are powerful spiritual forces. Remember, one of the only groups that our Lord Jesus Christ condemned were the bankers, the money lenders, and basically nothing has changed. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom, will be back in just a moment.
While the storm cloud gathers,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, during the break, while Melody was saying that she really believes that the system is going to collapse, she's not going to make a prediction as to when, because nobody can be certain. And an awful lot of people have made predictions, and they prove to be untrue. But basically, of course, if you look and see what's going on, it's not just the United States. It's everybody in the world is head over heel in debt. And what is debt based upon? Simply paper entries in a book. And you can't keep spending money you don't have. Now, basically, when this has happened in years past, in centuries past, they've always had a major cataclysmic event, usually a war. And as a result of that war, then, of course, the people really responsible, the bankers are not held responsible. They just point to the fact, well, the economy collapsed because of the war. Today, of course, we have the Ebola epidemic. It's only killed, we're told, 1,000 people. But suddenly there's 170,000 people, 170 healthcare workers who have contracted the disease. Now, suddenly that's almost 10% of the total number. Suddenly 1,000 people almost 1,000 people have died. Suddenly another 700 or 800 are infected. and 170 healthcare workers are infected, and they tell us that this cannot be spread by casual contact. Would they be lying to us for any reason? And then, of course, we have the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack or a solar attack. And certainly, the way things are looking over there, and certainly in the Ukraine today, the relationship between Russia and the United States, or Russia and Europe, why we could be at war, could be brewing. There are so many different things that could happen. Suddenly, Yellowstone Park could explode at any time. Suddenly, if you go up and look on the internet on Yellowstone, you'll find out that there, suddenly the it's really a seething cauldron up there, and there's never been this much activity during my lifetime anyway. So basically, as Melody points out, there's going to be some sort of a major cataclysmic event, and it'll cover certainly the bankers who have brought this whole thing on, and they enriched themselves and increasingly impoverished the people of this country. Would you agree or disagree with that, Melody?
Absolutely. And the people of wealth, they've all positioned themselves and they're ready for it. They have everything that they'll, you know, ever need, and they'll be there to scoop up whatever is left over. And, you know, working people, people who work hard and try to do the right thing, they're the ones that will lose a lot of everything that they've worked so hard for. And many of them will not know what happened to them. It'll just be part of the routine, and, you know, they'll never understand the big picture. And certainly Europe is having their problems. There's supposed to be some numbers coming out of Europe this week. I guess France is supposed to release their GDP. But the rest of Europe...
What was the French GDP?
They're supposed to release it Thursday. Thursday they're supposed to release it for the second quarter. But you also have Italy, they've fallen back into a recession. I saw that Germany is beginning to hurt due to all the sanctions with Russia. And certainly Russia is making agreements with Latin America, trying to get some of their meats and produce. I guess the produce is actually coming from China. China's going to start selling fruits and vegetables directly to Russia, and they're going to set up some special logistics so they can do that. And I don't know the exact numbers, but it's going to be going to cost about $10 million to construct this warehouse so that they can, you know, clear all the fruits and vegetables through customs. And so, I mean, they're making long-time commitments with China for their fruits and vegetables. And then it also goes along at the U.S. or the European Union is going to hold talks with Brazil and Chile, try to dissuade them from stepping in to replace the agricultural exports to Russia that has been banned. So they're looking to Brazil. Brazil has authorized about 90 new meat plants to immediately start exporting chicken, beef, and pork to Russia, and Chile is tipped as a leading beneficiary of Russia's embargo of fish on the fish. So there's plenty of countries there to help Russia against any sanctions that the U.S. and the European Union might place on them. But what's interesting, though, is also they're, you know, drawing the line with these other countries. How, you know, once you go across the sanction lines against the U.S. and Europe, you know, what are the, are there going to be sanctions placed on Brazil and Chile? Is there, you know, what are we going to do to China because they're selling fruits and vegetables to Russia? So the picture is getting darker and darker. And it seems like Europe and the U.S. are not so sure they're going to be able to control this situation.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And remember, it was Russia that said that we're not going to just buy our fruits and vegetables from the United States. We didn't want to, of course, send the embargo of fruits and vegetables because that's a good source of income for our farmers. But the Russians said, well, if you're going to put sanctions on us so we can't buy things, why we are going to put sanctions on you in return. And remember, of course, Germany is one of the largest producers of oil and natural gas in the world, and certainly they are certainly the, one of the largest providers of the oil and natural gas to Europe. And, of course, if they cut back on that, they could certainly destroy the economy of all most of Eastern Europe. And basically, of course, people don't want the sanctions. Certainly, Mrs. Merkel there in Germany didn't want to apply the sanctions. But, of course, the United States leaned on her, and so she did what she was told to do. Because, basically, America is able to force all the countries of Europe to knuckle under and forces the banks there, certainly not to have American deposits in them, or if they do, to make it very, very difficult for them. And more banks, especially in Switzerland, are just saying, we're not going to carry American accounts. And when they do that, of course, it changes everything, the whole dynamics of what's going on. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment about what's going on financially, Melody Cederstrom is on the front lines of this battle and has a great deal of information. And so give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295-831, 464-8295. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 831-464-8295. And certainly would be glad to have you talk to Melody. But I really believe we're heading towards a major worldwide financial collapse. It's not a matter of if, but when. Now, what do you hear about the economy over in China? Because my understanding is that
what the United States is and Europe, certainly their GDP has dropped a little bit, but nothing like we've seen here in the States and in Europe.
Okay, well, we've got Gerard calling from Capitola. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Gerard, do you have a question for Melody?
Yeah, I had a question about, is it apparent that if Russia is pushed through these confrontations to completely withdraw economically and in a banking sense from the Western banking infrastructure, but that really gives them a lot more flexibility to be aggressive without impacting any of their own economic activities in the West. I mean, it's almost good to be tied together with your enemies so that they are somewhat linked in some ways. And it seems like they want to be disengaged, and we're helping them to disengage with all this activity when economic disengagement is exactly what probably is desired by Russia.
I think you're absolutely right. In other words, this could very well be a prelude to war. This is what really frightens me. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
You know, it's interesting. It seems like they've been, you know, Russia has been in the forefront. I mean, Russia was one of the biggest holders or had the most money deposited in the Cypriot banks when they had that problem. They were hurt the most. They tried to, you know, help the Cyprus out with loans and was denied, and they lost a lot of money. I guess they're, you know, did welcome back some of them to be on the board and so forth on some of the banks, but certainly they were hurt the most. And you've seen this again with Snowden. You know, the Russians really very much been in the forefront. You had the difference with Putin and Obama over Syria. And this is the next step. So it seems like they want something stirred up with Russia.
I think that's probably very, very true. Anything else you wanted to say, Gerard?
I guess I was just curious if you feel that the West has a clear policy and a clear plan that may not be conspiratorial or negative, but in fact tactical. Because they do think these things out very thoroughly.
Well, hold on. Hold on. We're going to just hang on until after this break here.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Remember me, or am I just a number? Who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for an aid? Remember me, I helped you get elected. But you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. But even though you'd rather not remember, anyone but
Remember me, I serve my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight rays? Remember me, I wrote you up those letters, thinking that you cared what I thought too. Well, even though you're hopping just to get to remember, I'll remember you. I'll remember.
I'll remember.
In November.
In November.
As I step into a little booth, I'll remember.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Melody, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
And Gerhard, are you there? I guess we lost Gerhard, so if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Melody, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or Sydney here in the Central Coast of California, 831-464-8295. Well, Sydney, you were commenting, Sydney, on the Chinese economy, and basically we hear that it really is contracting. What do we really know about what's going on in China today?
Well, I was told a long time ago that people think it's very difficult to know what is truly going on in China. I mean, they're very protective, and they really don't give out the information, but certainly you can follow the GDP and so forth. And follow along, and they are having difficult times. It was always said that, once the U.S. fails, they're just going to go right along because, we're their main customer. You also have Japan's economy. They're suffering. They've had the worst contraction since 2011 in the second quarter. And they have the threat of higher tax payments. And so you have customers, consumers, the people who decide to not make any major purchases. So, I mean, their numbers shrank at 6.8% in the 3 months that ended June. And it's always amazing how they spin the numbers because the 6.8 drop was actually better than what they were predicting, though, at 7%. So, again, it's just semantics on how they report things and make it sound better than what it is. But their taxes, in order to create, when they came out with this huge stimulus, everyone knew that their consumption tax was going to increase. Somebody has to pay for it. It has to get paid somehow. And, of course, it's always the consumer. It's always the citizens that get to pay for it. And their taxes increased to 8%. And the awful part about it is they can still increase it to 10%. By next year.
I think that people must understand this is like a government sales tax. And basically they have all their other taxes to pay as well. But suddenly there was a 5% tax. It's gone up to 8%. It's going to go up to 10%, ladies and gentlemen. You can't suddenly tax your way into prosperity. And this is the big problem. People living in Japan are very, very concerned. Their living standards are going down. Suddenly they're suddenly not having children. Japan is in real trouble. Their gross domestic product, their debt is about 2.5 times their gross domestic product. And it's only a matter of time when the interest rates go up. Why I think that Japan is suddenly going to lose credibility, and I'm really very, very concerned about the people living there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8255. 8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Melody Cedarstrom. And Sydney, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you, how they could get in touch with you and get your material and certainly purchase gold and silver if they'd like to?
They can call us on our toll-free number, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And they can go to our website at dgscoins.com. That's DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com. They can sign up for our weekly newsletter. And, of course, we also have a radio program at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, that you can listen to from our radio page from the website. And it's on various shortwave stations also, and also Spokane and some other places across the country. So they can do that.
All right, fine. What if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. What percentage of the overall American population do you think is into the gold and silver market?
At the peak, probably a little over 1%, but right now we're probably still at 1% of the population. And people always tell me, who's going to buy our gold? And what they don't realize is we don't need the whole investment population, the investing population, to come into gold and silver. We only need about 5 or 10% of the investment people, the money to come into gold and silver to really make, for prices to skyrocket and for product to disappear.
Well, no, basically, I understand that certainly a significant part of the Chinese are into gold, and a significant part of the Indians are into gold. Do we have certainly any concept of what percentage of the Chinese and or Indian population is into gold and collecting gold?
I don't know what their percentage of population is, but I would think it's a very large population percent that is involved. That's in their culture, particularly going into the fall. You have the Indian wedding season. That'll begin here shortly. It's a sign of wealth. Women will wear their wealth on their arms. They buy their gold and buy bangle bracelets. The more bracelets they have, the wealthier the family is. So it's very important in their culture. And certainly with their new elections, there were import taxes for gold going into India. And that has been since removed. And now you're beginning to see purchasing pick up again in India, where it has slacked a little bit. So that's good news. So that should, you know, again, keep the price stable here for gold at $1,300. And the same way with China, it's very important. It is a sign of wealth. People get it. They've known it for a very long time. And again, it's a sign of wealth during their weddings. You know, they don't buy it for their wedding so much like the Indians do, but many of the wedding gifts and so forth is always in gold. So it's very important, and it's good to know that you have large percentages of people purchasing it from these countries. It's not going to go away. You know, the people here in the States, the elite, the powers to be will tell you that, you know, gold is worthless. It's not even worth talking about. Why do you want gold? You have all these financial news people come out, Warren Buffett, his cronies and everything, just talk about gold being nothing. It's just a lump of metal that doesn't do anything. However, I'll guarantee you that each and every one of them has their own gold portfolios. They probably hold very nice collections of gold coins, and they just don't want people to own it. They don't want people to own it. They want them to own paper, because that's where they make their money.
And ladies and gentlemen, the paper dollar is going to collapse. How soon? I can't tell you, but it's not a matter of if, but when. And basically, of course, right now we are living entirely on borrowed money. Since George W. Bush became President of the United States in the year 2000, we've actually increased the national debt $10 trillion over that by now. And basically, certainly the only reason we can afford that is because we're keeping very, very low interest rates. But sooner or later, those interest rates are going to go up to 2, 3, 4, 5, even to 10%. I can remember in 1980 when the interest rate was 18%, and that would simply collapse the whole infrastructure of our economy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you can tell when certainly the situation is going to change, because the interest rates are going to start to go up. And what you want to do is watch the interest rate on the 10-year T-bill. Is that a fairly good estimate?
Yes, it is. And what's interesting is when you talk to people in the real estate business and other people talking about what happens when the interest rates begin to rise, what will actually happen to this country. You know, they're in such denial, because they've been conditioned to believe that, well, rates were there once before, so, you know, what's the big deal? And they believe the story that the economy is better. And, you know, I just tell them, well, that was then. It's not now. This is a whole different ballgame. And the economy is not as strong and as healthy as it once was. And the only thing that is keeping the system together is the Federal Reserve, like pumping the trillions of dollars or billions of dollars into these markets.
Basically, the only thing that's keeping it going is borrowing massive amounts
borrowing
of money and basically paying out all sorts of welfare benefits and food stamp benefits and health benefits. But it's all done with borrowed money. And ladies and gentlemen, would you do that? I mean, would you think that you could indefinitely live on borrowed money? Certainly our federal government can't live on it any better than you can. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But Melody's on the front lines of this battle. She sells gold and silver. She supports the Radio Liberty and has for certainly 9 years. Certainly we've never had a serious complaint of any sort about her. She takes good care of our listeners, and this is why we feel very free having her on our program and certainly recommending her services. So basically, things are just pretty slow right at the present time. When do you anticipate things will pick up, or do you anticipate they'll pick up in the fall?
I do. I think this is an election year, so things are very distorted. And so I do believe there will be things happening after the election. You have Obamacare with the corporations that need to comply by 2015. That's not talked about. We don't know what kind of impact that's going to have, or there will be more layoffs, more people being changed to part-time. Maybe they've already done the change. Maybe they'll go off without a hitch. I don't think so.
Could you comment? You just said that these corporations in 2015 are suddenly going to have to change. What corporations and what are they going to have to change?
Well, the corporations have to comply to Obamacare, and they were given a reprieve of 1 year till 2015, I believe. And so, you know, they need to comply by the end of the year. And again, this is an election year. Nobody talks about anything, and particularly about Obamacare. The only one that wants to talk about Obamacare are the Republicans. And I don't think that's the issue that's going to get them, you know, to win any offices come November. And so these corporations do need to comply. They were given a year in order to I think initially it was supposed to be 2013. They were given another year and then another year, I believe. And so 2015, they need to comply. And it's going to cost them a lot of money because now they have to make sure that everybody's insured.
Well, of course, an awful lot of employers are simply laying off people or cutting them back to 30 hours a week. Suddenly you don't have to provide health care if they work less than 30 hours a week. So haven't they actually put a lot of people onto part-time work and actually cut their salaries?
They will. They'll lay them off, cut the hours, and they might cut a full-time person to lay them off and hire two part-time. You know, just so they don't have to comply. So you're going to see changes. Plus, you're going to have another batch of cancellations probably going out from insurance companies. You know, another round of that will probably be happening. So you have people haven't talked about the debt ceiling. And that's just non-existent anymore. It's like there isn't anything matters anymore. You just write the check and write the executive orders and be done with it. And so there's a lot of things I think that's coming due.
But the thing is, basically, of course, suddenly if you increase the expenses of an employer, you're going to decrease his profit, and you increase those expenses too much, he doesn't have a profit, and he just quits actually producing. And this is one way to destroy the whole system, is suddenly to take away the profit motive. And Obamacare certainly is sitting on many businesses that have a small margin of markup. It's going to actually destroy businesses, isn't it?
Yes, you would think it would. And so I think we're going to see a lot of changes. And I think after the election, I think that's key. They're going to just try to really keep everything together till then. And after that, I think you'll begin to see it fall apart.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, you must understand what this is really all about. There's a little small group of people who run the world, and they want to create a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and so they want to destroy Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, why suddenly the CIA is funding the various Muslim activists. I'm talking about ISIS or Taliban or Al-Qaeda or Muslim Brotherhood that are killing the Christians, and they've actually killed a large numbers of Christians, certainly over there in the Middle East, and basically the others there are living in fear for their lives right now. Many of the Christians, certainly in Iraq, are trying to flee to Kurdistan because, of course, otherwise they will be killed. We're not talking about something imaginary. And the question is, why aren't the American churches and American church leaders talking about this? And I think it simply reflects the fact that our churches have been infiltrated, and suddenly the church leaders are not specifically talking about the fact that Christians are being murdered by people who are being employed by our Central Intelligence Agency. Well, let's go to Gina, who's calling from Richland. Hi, Gina, do you have a question or comment? Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But Gina, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi there. Yeah, just a comment. Yeah, what she said about everybody's waiting until after the election, I think, till they're really going to see changes. You know, 2015. That's what I think too. We're really going to see. Right now, we don't see it. It's not hit anybody's pocketbook yet. That's why they're not waking up to anything. That's what I think.
Well, I think this and these things are not bad for a lot of people. I mean, it's, and basically, of course, if you
things aren't bad.
Beg your pardon? Things are not bad for a lot of people. They're on unemployment, they're on welfare. But
yeah.
You cut off the unemployment, you cut off the welfare, you're going to see 100 million people desperate for income. And I think that time is coming.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of if, but when. Anything else you wanted to say, Gina?
Yeah, I know. I'm looking for a job myself. It's hard for me when you're like 60 years old and you have trying to compete with a 20-year-old when you've been in, you know, retail all your life, and things are changing, like the part-time.
Oh, have you been in retail sales? Is that it?
Yeah, retail sales, uh-huh. Everything is changing. If I can't get, all I can get is part-time, you have to get 2 part-time jobs. That's what's happening.
Well, how would you comment on that, Melody?
It is difficult for a lot of people out there. And you know what? Nobody talks about it. It's just like, you know, they don't matter anymore. And it doesn't matter about that when they give out the unemployment numbers and the employment and the percentages and so forth. They don't even talk about the people who actually fall off, who have given up, and you know that can no longer find work and you know, they've given
That's what they're doing.
They don't talk about those folks. They're just written off. And
there are a lot of them out there.
Bad commentary.
Okay, fine. Anything else you'd like to say, Gina, before we let you go?
Yeah, she's right about it. She says they don't talk about those folks, but they're out there though. The people that have given up.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine, Gina. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Jay, who's calling from Soquel. Hi, Jay. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, sir. My comment just has to do with like everyday life, everything. And we all have to live with everyday life. Sometimes life is not here every day. And I'd like to comment on Robert Williams dying yesterday. 100 miles from here, sir. And he had millions of dollars, okay? And all that still didn't mean nothing to that man. And I live here in Santa Cruz in a Volkswagen van. And I would never kill myself or anybody else. I just want to put that out there for everybody listening. This world is here. And cherish it. God, just everybody do the right thing and live.
Okay, Jay.
And thank you.
God bless. Thanks for calling. And let's go to Doug, who's calling from Spokane. And I think you could tell how deeply Jay was feeling in Sydney. Certainly living in Santa Cruz and living in a van here and having economic problems. But he's not going to kill himself. Doug, do you have a question for a comment for our guest?
Well, yeah, doctor, how you doing? I call you quite a bit. I love your show. I'm in the car business, and we're making a ridiculous amount of money right now just because of inflation. But here's the difference in the car business. The cheaper cars, like the $5,000 to $7,000 cars that the bank won't finance, we can't sell them, okay? The only ones that we can sell are the ones that are financeable. The banks are the only reason that people are able to buy things right now. Nobody has cash.
Melody, would you comment on what Doug is saying?
Yeah, and the credit, I mean, the banks are loaning, the subprime, they're going right back into the same problem, and you're absolutely correct.
And basically, of course, the subprime loans are loans to people who really can't afford to buy what they're buying. But, of course, you give them a loan, and they'll buy it anyway. They want it, and they're going to...
Well, I can tell you, too, I see inflation just in the car business, for instance. You take a Dodge truck, okay? You could buy the same Dodge truck brand new for $5 to $10,000 less 10 years ago. And not only are the trucks more expensive, but we had a truck come in, a 2012 Dodge, and we had to fix the front fender on it. And I noticed that they hadn't fixed the fender correctly. So I thought, well, I'm just going to stick my finger in there and see if I can pull off the fender. I couldn't believe it. I could actually stick my finger in the metal and pull the fender out with one finger. So not only are prices more expensive on vehicles, but they're also cheapening the product.
Amen to that. I'm sure they are. Hey, thank you so much.
It's just like ketchup in the grocery store. You go buy the same bottle of ketchup. It's a lot smaller. They put some contours in it.
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
One more time. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's been Melody Cederstrom. Melody, I want you to get your website out and send me your how people can get in touch with you. One more time, go ahead.
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And they can visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
And I certainly recommend Melody to you. God bless. Thanks very much, Melody.
Thank you.
And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners all across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us maintain our network of stations. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, while we tell people what's really going on and try to give them the understanding that we're not involved in a political or economic struggle. Yes, we have some very, very wealthy people who run the world, but these people are energized by evil. And until you understand that, so much of what's going on really doesn't make sense. And so our plea to you is, suddenly learn what's going on, listen to Radio Liberty on a regular basis, get the material that we offer. And we have all sorts of great material that will take you into the background of who really runs the world. And once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Now, you're not going to change what's going on because these people have supernatural protection, but you can certainly protect yourself and your family and suddenly get your friends to begin to protect themselves and organize a few people in your neighborhood or free people that you know that you can depend upon who will help you if times get difficult. So basically, suddenly you can do that by listening to Radio Liberty, and suddenly you will want to get gold and silver, and you'll want to get lay in food and water and be able to protect yourself and your family and understand that there is a subversive group that controls both political parties and makes mockery out of our electoral process. And until you understand that, until you understand that there is a subversive element behind everything going on today, nothing really makes sense. Once you understand it, it all makes sense. And certainly the best books to read, suddenly you can read, suddenly Nandere Call It Treason by John Stromer and Nandere Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. Both excellent books, but they don't get into the spiritual aspect of what's going on. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly, if you want to get into how the media is controlled, the book is The New Media Monopoly. Now, we do carry both of the books I mentioned, Nandere Call It Treason, Nandere Call It Conspiracy, but you certainly would want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and certainly the book by the professor, left-wing professor. And basically, it's called The New Media Monopoly. You get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Because there really is a small group that controls the media. And basically, there are six major corporations that control 90% of the media outlets in the United States. That's AOL, Time Warner, that's Bertelsmann, a German corporation, Viacom, that controls CBS, Disney, that controls ABC, Comcast, that controls NBC, and then Murdoch, which controls certainly Fox and the London Times and certainly the Wall Street Journal and dozens of other publishing houses. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the media is rigidly controlled by interlocking directorates, and that's how they're able to largely control what the American people hear, read, see, and what they ultimately believe. So we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family, because that's how we are able to do what we do. You can contact us by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, you can get our material, you can read our books, you can use our health products, you can use our medical products. All of this helps to maintain Radio Liberty, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices.
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And our special guest this evening for the next hour is Terry Cook. Terry, what are we going to be talking about?
Well, my message tonight is, as usual, solemn, but perhaps more serious tonight than before, Stan. As it were, a final warning, preparing people for a probable October surprise of many kinds, consisting of many kinds of serious events that will lead to a paradigm shift from the old world order to Satan's new world order, world communism, i.e. the new world order. That's let's see, if you actually do a Google search of that term, New World Order, I believe the last time I checked, Stan, a couple of months ago, there were 2.5 billion, 2.5 billion with a B, articles and comments about the New World Order. So it's a serious subject. A lot of time has been spent on both sides, pro, by the communists and the Satanists trying to put forth this thing. And we're going to talk about one of the major institutions in America today that's a serious proponent for the New World Order. And then we're going to talk about all the Christians who have opposed it. So it's a very solemn message tonight. I think that in just a short amount of time, probably in October, we're going to be faced with some very, very serious matters. And our people need to listen and prepare.
Well, now, why do you think October? I mean, basically, it's picking a date is always sort of difficult. And suddenly, if it doesn't turn out, why? Suddenly, you can be very embarrassed and you tend to lose credibility. So why do you think October? Why are you willing to stick your neck out and say, well, October?
Well, Stan, that's a good point. And let me just clarify that for a moment. First of all, I never have and never will claim to be a prophet of God. Now, there are many Christian leaders, some I respect and some I don't, that are running around this nation claiming they're prophets. And they're giving very generalized prophecies of the demise of America and of the world and so forth, generalized, not too specific, so they can't be held accountable. Now, I'm not doing that. I'm not a prophet, nor have I profited much from this ministry at all. So I'm not a prophet in either sense of that word. I don't profit, and I'm not a prophet, biblically speaking. So, but I am a spiritual weatherman. Now, others have claimed the title and have been wrong, so they basically make the rest of us look bad for even discussing dates. So I'm kind of like a weatherman, a spiritual weatherman, in the sense that based upon 25 years of research, I'm going to give you my insight into why I think October, this October in particular, might be very significant and dangerous for us. And I hope I'm wrong, but I'm a weatherman. I'm going to give you a weather forecast, and weathermen always, get paid very well, even sometimes when they're wrong. So I hope I'm wrong. I seriously don't want to be right. I mean, who in his right mind would want to be right about the things we'll be discussing tonight?
So I suddenly what Terry believes, and I think it's important that you listen to what he has to say. Is he right? I don't know, but I suddenly has some very provocative ideas and provocative thoughts based upon history and the history of events that have taken place in the past. Remember, there is a supernatural force behind what's going on. We'll be back in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's simple. Satan comes to kill, rob, and destroy. Communism comes to kill, rob, and destroy. And we'll get into that very shortly.
All right, fine. Our guest is Terry Cook, and basically he's talking about how kind of the goal of communism to hate, rob, and destroy. The goal certainly of this conspiracy we're talking about is to hate, rob, and destroy. In fact, certainly the financial, the banking cartel has funded communism since its inception, going all the way back, certainly far before the Russian Revolution in 1917. But Terry certainly is giving you his opinion of what is coming down the line, and he has a great deal of evidence to suggest that perhaps, just perhaps, why, of course, October is a date that has been used repeatedly through the years in the past for major events, and he thinks we may have a major event in October, which will certainly rock the very foundation of our nation. Go right ahead.
Yes, and one of the significant things here, Stan, you asked me why I thought or why I think October may be of significance this year in particular. It always has been throughout, the last couple of hundred years and beforehand. But it's Satan's celebration of death month. And this is why we non-Christians in America, the non-Christians in America, and maybe even some ignorant Christians, dress their little kids up in these death celebration uniforms called costumes and ask them to go around doing their tricks or treats. And we could spend a lot of time on that, the whole celebration, when it went back to the Druids and that sort of stuff. But we're just not going to get into that today. You can research it for yourself. Go online and research the historical significance of Halloween and the spiritual satanic significance to those who believe Lucifer should have been God or should be God. And he's about to for 3.5 years during the final 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Okay? God's going to allow the whole world to be deceived and actually believe that this incarnate devil man, the beast man of the apocalypse, Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18, is God. And he's going to perform signs, miracles, and wonders to deceive, if it were possible, the very elect. So in order to get to that point, the foundation must first be laid, or must first have been laid, and it has nearly been completely laid. And so what I'd like to do is just to, again, express my concern about this, the possibility of this October being a tumultuous, world-changing event in many regards, and one of those regards is the significance of the biblical blood moon. Now, without doing that, you can research those yourself, but we're facing in October, October 8th specifically, the second blood moon. The first was earlier this year. Following this October, one will be in spring of next year, and the final fourth blood moon, and you can just research this yourself. Go to Google and research 2014 and 2015 blood moons. And so the final fourth blood moon will occur nearly in October of 2015, the end of September. So you see, this blood moon situation, the significance of this phenomenon is a message from God that evil's about to happen. And so I'm not going to spend any more time on that, but that's just one of these things. And then, the, in general, the month of October is a satanic celebration of death holiday. Now, this is why the communists, who were Satan in disguise, did their revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, in October of 1917. But it wasn't Lenin who decided to do that himself. And by the way, Lenin was a Satanist. Karl Marx was a Satanist. And the people who financed those people were Luciferians, the Illuminati, the Council of 13, as Stan calls them ever so correctly in his book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, the Satanists. So they're very profoundly interested in completing their mission on their given holidays, their satanic holidays. Much as we celebrate Christ holidays, they celebrate satanic holidays, and their most evil of many is October, specifically the time in and around Halloween and so forth. So given that information, and that the communists usually always have their revolutions in October, of revolutionary significant events in the communist agenda, within the communist agenda, the big events, not the tiny ones, but the big ones, usually happen during October. Now, how about stock market crash? Stan, I sent you a couple of articles on the historical information about stock market crashes. And it goes back beyond 1907, but 1907 is far enough back. There was an October crash then. Then we went to October 1929, the big one that caused the Depression. And to get us out of that, the Satanists had to create World War II. And then they took us to Vietnam and so forth. But then there was a surprise flash crash in October of 1987. President Reagan said there was no reason for that to have happened. It happened anyway because it was a planned crash, and it began destabilizing the entire system to where we now are. And, of course, another really big one where initially $75 trillion of international assets were lost was October 2008. $75 trillion is significant. The gross national product, for the United States alone, is roughly $15 trillion a year, and the combined gross domestic product of all nations on Earth, including Communist China and Russia, is roughly $70 trillion a year. $70 trillion is what the whole world produces yearly. $70 trillion. Okay. So during the 08 crash that started in September and really wrapped up in October. And that we're still feeling the repercussions from. Okay, that was really significant that $75 trillion were lost in that crash, because that's the gross domestic product approximately of the entire world for a year's work. Now, that laid the foundation for everything that's happened subsequently, all the bailout and all of this and all of that, okay? But now the Illuminist strategists have us in a position where they're ready to slam dunk us. The entire electronic system is ready to go down. And what they're going to do is they're going to pull the plug on the derivatives, which amount to roughly, nobody really knows for sure because they're off the books. They're behind the scenes. They're electronic digits. And but roughly, Warren Buffett said 7 years ago, they amounted to roughly $700 trillion. Now, again, think about that. Now, that was several years ago that Warren Buffett, and by the way, he's a member of the Committee of 300. He's a Luciferian, along with George Soros. They're both good buddies. This is why he's filthy rich, never makes a mistake, and he's buying up most of the railroads in America presently. Okay? So they're Luciferians. They're planning this thing. But even he said they are weapons of mass destruction. Economic weapons of mass destruction is what Warren Buffett, the guru from Omaha, said several years ago.
And I think it's important that people understand that derivatives are insurance policies on bank deposits. And if the banks don't have the money, then the person who's written the insurance policy has to pay it. Ordinarily, when you have insurance, you have to have the money on deposit someplace, or at least the ability to pay it. But there are no funds behind derivative contracts. And when you're looking at something like between $700 trillion and $250 billion sitting out there, suddenly with nothing behind it, suddenly if the system were to begin to crumble, the whole house of cards would come down. In fact, suddenly Warren Buffett referred to them derivatives as economic weapons of mass destruction. Go right ahead, Terry.
Absolutely correct, Dr. Stan. And so some estimate, as Warren Buffett did years ago, before the 08 crash, he estimated that there were roughly $700 trillion, as we just stated. But some are now saying that since then, we've piled on even more of this hot air sort of CDO swap debt to the tune of roughly $1.4 quadrillion. Now, listen, folks, this isn't party money, but it's going to part our money from our pocket, okay? So, I mean, think about that. The gross domestic product nationwide and internationally combined, all nations on earth produce roughly $70 trillion a year. Now think about that. Let's just round it off and say there's $900 trillion in derivatives. When that goes, the entire system incinerates to the ground, probably below ocean level. I don't think the ocean will even cool it off. It will be the paradigm shift that the Illuminists have wanted for years, the crisis they've been building and creating for years that will eliminate the old world economic order under God and create a new world economic order out of the phoenix bird ashes. You see? And they're already starting that, okay? And where will be the alleged central bank for the new order, the new economic order? Well, it'll be in China, communist China. But not really. That is just for the naive who don't understand that that's the illusion they're creating. They're creating this new BRICS international economic order. They're allegedly headquartering it in China when it's really the Rothschild system in the city of London and Frankfurt, Germany, and here in Manhattan, you see, in America. But the illusion is, for the average ignorant person, is that China will now be the head of the BRICS and the new economic system and the new currency that's coming and everything, when actually that's just being orchestrated by the Illuminati out of London and Frankfurt, Germany, the original headquarters of the Rothschild dynasty. So when we return from the break, we'll get into what the communists say in America. There are two major organizations headquartered out of Chicago. Wait, that's where Obama came from. But these two organizations are actually exposing to us, they're sharing with us what they're about to do to us, and they've written a couple of publications. I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs from these publications when we return from the break. The one organization is the Communist Party USA. Go to the website, Communist Party USA. And the other one is the Revolutionary Communist Party USA.
Well, that thought, we'll be back in just a moment with Terry Cook, and this is information you need to get. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Terry Cook. And we're talking about what's going on. Certainly the fact that the Revolutionary Communist Party has written a new constitution for the United States. And most Americans have no idea what's going on because of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Go right ahead, Terry.
Yeah, so anyway, enough about Lois Lerner, and Congress has voted to actually arrest her. Good luck. Never happened. So they get away with murder almost, maybe even literally, I don't know. And most of them at the top don't even pay their own taxes, give themselves bonuses and so forth. So the IRS is totally corrupt. Rothschild started that in 1913 before he created the Federal Reserve, okay? That's enough about that. Go ahead, research it yourself. But the significance of October here is right in the new Constitution for America that was written 2 years after the 2008 economic crash that was absolutely staged and planned to begin decimating the system internationally. And that's when all the bailouts happened. And, you know, we need $700 billion. We need a trillion. We need this. We need that. And by the way, we're going to steal your savings everywhere in the world. We're going to shut down the bank. You get the drift, okay? The big one is about to happen. Whether it's this October or a subsequent October, I don't know. But I'm telling you this, folks, get ready as if it may be this October, and let's hope it isn't. I'm a weatherman. If the storm passes for another year, it won't be much longer before the storm hits. But the storm is building, and exponentially so now, and you need to get ready as if it's going to happen. Let's hope the storm passes for another year. But it's not a matter of if anymore. It's not a matter of debate. It's just a matter of when some Satanist at the highest level decides to pull the plug on the derivatives and the entire economic system incinerates to the ground. And then Satan's people in the Communist Party will use that as a staging event to do all their other stuff. And we'll get into that right now. But again, the Communist Party USA is the major organization promoting this, and their sub-organization is the Revolutionary Communist Party USA, you see? And they're the ones who published this new constitution for America after our demise. It's planned. And to show you it's planned, I'm going to read you a couple of paragraphs from this thing. You can go right to their website, Revolutionary Communist Party, and look up the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in America. The Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America that will be installed after our planned demise. And that, again, that was published in October 2010. Now, keep in mind, in all the publications the communists have written that I have copies of, they say October is the time where they'll take us into the New World Order. They'll have this second October Revolution. The first one was, of course, when that Satanist Lenin was sent into Moscow to murder the Christian Tsar and to murder, to begin murdering 100 million of their own people, including their own farmers, so that everybody was starved to death. Stalin finished the rest of it. He was a Satanist. Hitler was a Satanist, you see? So they all have a commonality of Satanism. It's a part of their character. It's a part of the plan because John 10:10 says Satan comes to kill, rob, and destroy. There's no mercy in him. He's a murderer, has been from the beginning, Jesus said, and he is the father of all lies. So what do communists do? They lie and they murder.
Well, let's see. What does this directive say? Because we've got about 2 minutes before we go to the break, and I want to hear our listeners to hear it. Go ahead.
Excellent. The Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America says many things. It's a long draft. Again, October 2010, it was published, and it'll be installed shortly after the staged events that will allow it to happen under martial law. So here's what it says in the second paragraph of the introductory explanation. Quote, in order to bring this new socialist state into being, it would be necessary to thoroughly defeat, dismantle, and abolish the capitalist imperialist state of America. And this, in turn, would only become possible with the development of a profound and acute crisis in American society and the emergence of a revolutionary people. We'll talk more on the, upon return.
Well, I think you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, who has funded communism, why people of great wealth have funded it from its very beginning. But basically, they certainly have no political affinity. They're neither on the right than the left, the conservative or liberal. It's all about power, and that's what communism is all about. So you create the communists, and you get them to take power, but you control them because you finance them. And that's really what's going on today. And of course, they have their intelligence agencies, suddenly the CIA and a myriad of other organizations just go around and kill people if they get out of line. We'll be back in a moment with Terry Cook.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Terry says that there are about 2.5 billion articles up on the internet about the New World Order. This is, of course, the one world government that's coming down the line. And anybody, of course, who talks about that is accused of believing in a conspiracy. This is not a conspiracy. It's reality. It's the basis of American foreign policy. Why do we have suddenly our troops stationed in 130 nations? Why do we have troops stationed in a dozen nations in Africa? Why do we have suddenly between 800 and 1,000 foreign military bases? Why, suddenly we are controlling the American empire, which is a prelude to this one world government. And suddenly the elite people have seized control of the Democrat and Republican parties here in the United States. They control both political parties. They control our banking system. They control our corporations. They suddenly control the media. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the one world government. This is not a conspiracy. This is a reality. Terry, go right ahead.
Yes, and we more properly describe it as a criminal act of treason, you see? So a conspiracy, again, is two or more people planning something illegal. In this case, the New World Order is international treason. It's way above the concept of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are impeachable under the Constitution. We now are experiencing international treason of the worst kind. And so, and it's not going to stop. And Obama's not going to be impeached. What a joke. He's not going to be tried for anything. And he's going to complete his assigned task, which Mr. Henry Kissinger said he would when he was first elected in 2008. Complete his assigned task. And his task is to deliver the New World Order. Now, if you don't believe Henry Kissinger, you ought to know that he's one of the Committee of 300. He's Rockefeller's lieutenant. He's a main orchestrator of the New World Order, and he's still alive at 3,000 years old, Stan. I just don't understand why Satan, well, I know why Satan keeps him alive, but he actually said when Obama first came to power that Obama will essentially install the New World Order. It's his task. He used the word task, which means assignment. Okay? Now, back to Constitution that's going to be installed in America after we have a planned collapse that the communists have been planning for many years. Now, keep in mind, communism is really Satanism spiritually. So they wear communist uniforms. That's the political side of Satanism, the New World Order. The communist uniform is backed by the spirituality of Satan. So Satan is really at the head of the Communist Party, the Central Committee. But the man in charge of that here on Earth is Vladimir Putin, the head of the Central Committee and the head of the KGB. Okay? So back to this introductory explanation in that publication I've cited, spent so much time citing, written by the Revolutionary Communist Party, the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in America, draft proposal, October 2010. It says this. I want to read it a second time, and then we're going to move on to other important things. Second paragraph says, in order to bring this socialist state into being, it would be necessary to thoroughly defeat, dismantle, and abolish the capitalist imperialist state of America. Okay, now folks, don't take that lightly. This isn't some kook writing this, okay? Probably the guy who penned it is just a local Communist Party freak. But he was given this by the head of the KGB and the head of the Central Committee. And now they're actually putting it right into our face because they know we're too stupid and decadent to understand it anyway, even if they put it in our face. So right now it's hidden in plain sight on the web. So they plan our defeat. Now it's going to be a surprise attack. And Russia is testing us right now and preparing for that. Dr. Stan, I sent you a couple of those articles that said that Russia has violated our airspace at least 16 times in the last 2 to 3 weeks. They're testing us. They're getting ready to do a surprise attack. They can't surprise attack us, however, until they distract us with an economic crash and so forth. So that's coming. And again, they always do a major communist event in October, Satan's celebration of Death Month, because that's who their father is, Satan. You see? Okay, so expect it in October. I hope I'm wrong. And if I am wrong about this October, don't send me any emails, folks. I'm trying to help you, okay? I'm ready. I'm not going to say anything more than that. I'm ready. But you need to get ready. And if you're naively listening to this program and you're saying to yourself, oh, that guy's a kook, he's a nut, and we've heard this before. Folks, that's exactly what Satan wants you to do. And you're going to get absolutely overblown by the way things are going. And when it happens, I hope you have at least 3 days' supply of food in your pantry. It's going to be tough on you and your kids. Now, what else have the communists written since the October 2008 crash that tells us what their plan is? Again, it's right in our face and in the Wall Street Journal. Okay, now let's go back to an article. How much time do we have, Stan, before the next break?
Oh, we've got about 12 or 14 minutes.
Oh, great. Okay, I can really get into some stuff now. Okay, back in 2008, ladies and gentlemen, specifically December 29, 2008, the Wall Street Journal had a very, very significant article. Now, mind you, this was after the October 2008 planned economic crash. Remember we said about $75 trillion were lost in that crash? Okay? So this article, wait a minute, the Wall Street Journal interviews a communist who tells us that the United States is going to fall apart and they're going to subdivide us? Yeah. The Wall Street Journal published this article right from the KGB. Okay? Are you with me, folks? Now, who owns the Wall Street?
When was this published?
Okay, December 29, 2008.
All right.
The article was written by Andrew Osborne, Wall Street Journal. Now, who owns the Wall Street Journal now, Dr. Stan? Of course.
Well, Murdoch does, but before that, it was certainly controlled by people who are part and parcel of this conspiracy.
Yes, but Rupert Murdoch is very significant because guess what? He's a member of the Committee of 300, the same satanic group to which Warren Buffett belongs, George Soros, I'm very sorry, that Soros is a Satanist and a communist. He ought to get saved. That isn't going to happen. Okay, I mean, it's possible with God, but these people are gone. To get that high in the satanic hierarchy means they really can't ever change. So this article that I'm citing here, December 29, 2008, is very revealing, Dr. Stan. And I sent you this article as well in an email last week, Dr. Stan, so you might review those when you get a chance.
Well, basically, I would point out that, yes, and Sidney, Rupert Murdoch supports many of the things that the Satanists and the communists do support. I will not go so far because of libel restrictions to say he is a communist or is a Satanist, but a doodle one comes along. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, but they're not going to sue me. They might you, but, you know, I don't want to get you in trouble. But I'm just going to read just a paragraph or so from this article. But I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that you go to the Internet. This article is still published. It's available on the Internet. Just Google this December 29, 2008, Wall Street Journal article titled, As If Things Weren't Bad Enough. Remember, this is 2 years after the economic crash that was planned. But now this KGB professor Panarin says, as if things weren't bad enough, Russian professor predicts end of U.S. Okay, so just, you know, get that article, December 29, 2008, by Andrew Osborne, Wall Street Journal, Professor Panarin, P-A-N-A-R-I-N, P-A-N-A-R-I-N, Panarin forecasts the demise of America. And then he says it will happen after an economic crash and so forth. So they actually publish a map of the new communist America after our demise. Now, folks, this is pretty enlightening. And this guy who's a professor in all these commie schools in Moscow is, you know, kind of a nice-looking guy, conservative with a suit. The people who interviewed him here, Andrew Osborne, said he's a nice guy. Nice guy, has a funny personality, and so he's one of the heads of the KGB, okay? And he's saying with a smile on his face and a dagger behind his back that America is about to go down for the count. And he says that many people in Moscow and elsewhere have thought he's crazy, but now it looks like it's about ready to happen, okay? So I'm going to read one paragraph, and this confirms that other thing I read to you about a planned crash, a planned crisis in America that would allow the Communist Party to take over and the troops to come in. And that's all being staged. They're here now, and more are moving in, and the borders are down now, and they're all coming across. Chinese in civilian clothes, obviously military people in civilian clothes. More Russians are coming in civilian clothes, obviously GRU agents, KGB agents, military agents, preparing for the demise of America, and they're going into staging areas. But this article, again, Wall Street Journal, December 29, 2008, Professor Panarin, P-A-N-A-R-I-N-S. You really need to see this colorful map of how the United States will be subdivided into six regions, and the Chinese will control the left coast, I mean, the West Coast, which is, yeah, okay, the left coast. But wait, the East Coast is the left coast now, too, Dr. Stan. They're all left. The whole nation is left now, with few exceptions. So the Chinese, well, that's a green portion of America. The whole left coast, West Coast, will be controlled by the Chinese. The top portion of America in central, you know, in the central region will be controlled by Russia and so on and so on. It's a very colorful map. It's all been plotted and planned for years, and now they're sharing it in the Wall Street Journal. Okay? So you need to get that article. But here's the first paragraph. Moscow. For a decade, Russian academic professor Igor Panarin has been predicting that the United States will fall apart. For most of that time, he admits, few took his argument seriously. Now listen, folks. That an economic and moral collapse in America will trigger a civil war and the eventual breakup of the U.S. Now, after the 08 crash, he's found an eager audience, and the Russians are ecstatic. Now, folks, this article continues to say a lot. You need to read it. But it says Professor Panarin, 50 years old at that time. Now, remember, some time has passed since 2008, so he's a little bit older than that now. But at the time this article was written, he was 50. It says, Mr. Panarin is not a fringe figure, so his comments shouldn't be discounted. He is a former KGB analyst. Now, listen, folks, let's stop right there. There ain't no such thing as a former KGB analyst. He is a KGB analyst, which is now called the FSB. It's to sound something like America, because we're about to be merged with Communist Russia. So they now have converted their names to American-sounding organizations, like FSB, the Federal Secret Police. Okay? Instead of the old KGB. Okay. But my point is, they say this guy isn't some fringe nut. He's a KGB analyst. And he said, a former KGB. There ain't no such thing as former. It's like joining the mafia. The only way you become a former mafia member is when they stick you in a big tub of concrete. That's it. Okay? So this guy is still a KGB analyst. And he's over here with a smile on his face and a nice $1,000 suit. And he's laughing about the demise of America. And everybody in Russia is happy about it, according to this article. And then he says, so bottom line here, this whole article is a little bit lengthy, but it says, once America has an economic collapse, and of course we're already morally bankrupt, then it will lead to a revolution. Now you see, that's exactly what the other document I shared with you, they have a planned revolution coming. The guy in the White House is a communist revolutionary, Islamic Brotherhood member, and Egypt just again declared the Muslim Brotherhood as terrorists. Just again, just last week. So we are now in the final stages of the takeover of America. Up until now, it's been a velvet fist. The velvet glove is about to come off, but we need a staged economic collapse. Look out, October. And then we need a World War III event, probably, at around the same time. Look out, October. We have a blood moon coming up. Look out, October. You see? And then you can expect a surprise attack from Russia, probably in October. This October, I don't know, maybe, but you need to get ready for it just in case. And when this happens, an economic crash, a surprise attack by the communists, World War III in the Middle East, listen, it's all upside down at that point, okay? Only God can save us individually at that point. He's not going to save our nation anymore. We're going to be judged severely for our nastiness. We are really a nasty nation. That doesn't mean that every single American is nasty and bad. It just means that as a collective nation, a once former Christian nation has now turned really bad.
And I think the problem is that the church has absolutely refused to speak out because it's been infiltrated. They've infiltrated our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant. The ministers are not telling the people what's going on. They tell them simply that God loves you and everything's going to be fine. He'd never let anything bad happen to you. And when these terrible things do happen, I fear an awful lot of people are going to lose their faith. But go right ahead, Terry.
I agree, Dr. Stan, and that's not what Scripture says. The Joel Osteens and all of those clan, the Good Time Charlies and the phony healers they're going to come up before God. And here's what the Scripture says very briefly before we get into the break. The Scripture says that those kinds of people, the phonies, they'll come up before God at the judgment after this life, after we're dead and their spirit comes up to the great white throne judgment. They'll actually boast about what they claim they did for God. You see? They'll actually go to the throne of God during the judgment, and this is what God will say to them after they first say, Lord, we did this in your name. We healed people in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We did this. And what does God tell them? He knows their spirit. He knows they're phony. He knows they're the harlot church. He says to them, depart from me. I never knew you. Not that I once knew you, because they were never saved. They were just phony religious freaks working for the devil. And he says, depart from me into the lake of fire with your father. I never knew you. That's coming.
Well, I fear that that this is absolutely true. We're entering into some very, very difficult times. Our guest has been Terry Cook, and Sydney will be back in just a moment to wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of you out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. And we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us. And you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or 831-464-8295. That's 831-464-8295. And suddenly joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you do that simply by calling. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get other people to subscribe to the newsletter. You can purchase the various books and four CD sets and other items that we have that generate funds for Radio Liberty and will help to educate you and your family about what's going on. You can certainly utilize our health products. We have a good line of health products. Barbara and I take many of them ourselves. You can certainly utilize our other products that we carry. We actually carry a line of health products. We carry a line of soap products. We carry a line of gasoline products. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, you can go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can certainly learn about certainly the various products we have. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. Certainly you can, and we hope many of you will give serious consideration to reading the various items that I've written on certainly the Georgia Guidestones, certainly on so many of the issues that face America today, population control agenda. There is an organized plan to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. And people hear that, they say that couldn't be true. Well, certainly you can go up on the internet and type in population control agenda. That's population control agenda. You may want to put my name with that, but population control agenda will probably get it, or you can go to my website and read the population control agenda monograph and understand there really is an organized effort to kill off the majority of the population of the world. And people say, that's crazy talk. Well, if it's crazy talk, then, of course, the Bible is crazy, because if you read Revelation 6:8, it talks very clearly about suddenly about how we're going to have suddenly elimination of a quarter of the world's population in Revelation 6:8. And then a couple of verses later, we eliminate another third of the world's population. People don't like to think about this sort of thing, but unfortunately, it's real. It's not imaginary. It's really very real. And our job is to get the information out as far and wide as we can. Your job is to get people to listen to our programs, to read our material, to read the Population Control Agenda monograph, to read the treatise on the Georgia Guidestones, because they talk about the necessity of eliminating 90%, over 90% of the population of the world, and they call for maintaining humanity at 100 million in constant, 500 million in constant balance with nature. So please get the information. Help us to get it out. Help us to educate people about the fact that we're involved in a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle that's being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. A political and ideological battlefield. And quite frankly, we need your help to reach people across America while we still can. So again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And we'll be back tomorrow at the same time.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard.